Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horowitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And this month, we're going to be talking about SharePoint migration, which is always a tricky issue. But it's particularly tricky when organizations want to migrate data from one CMS system to another without incurring major headaches. And one of the reasons for that is the all-important metadata that accompanies this data. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the issues in migrating from a third-party content management system to SharePoint. And to talk about some of the issues and challenges, I have with me Scott Robinson, a SharePoint NPI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So, Scott, my first issue that I want to discuss with you is, you know, on the surface, migrating content seems like it would basically be, you know, an issue of moving data from one storage location to another. So can you talk to us a little bit about why it's more difficult than that?
Well, there are an awful lot of reasons why it's more difficult, and it does look that simple on the surface. At Microsoft, they're making a true statement when they say that migrating into SharePoint 2013 is the easiest migration ever, and that's true on the surface. The problem is it's only true if you don't take into account these various complicating factors, and there are many. Are you migrating from SharePoint to SharePoint, or are you migrating from a foreign platform? What are the metadata concerns? Metadata handled on one platform can differ wildly from the way it's handled on the Microsoft platform. If you're migrating SharePoint to SharePoint from, say, Moss or 2010, that too can be a metadata issue. Metadata looms big over migration issues. There are problems in terms of usage. How has data been used in the past on the SharePoint platform versus the needs of the enterprise today, which could be one of your motivating reasons for moving? It's to do with the way the information is laid out, the way that sites are used within a company. If a company is de-siloing, there need to be clear paths of access across lines of business boundaries. Many, many concerns surface when you're migrating content out of a previous SharePoint or a previous platform into SharePoint 2013. So it's a mistake to think that it's going to be seamless.
Okay, so now let's dig into one of those issues that you alluded to. So SharePoint CMS storage is really SQL Server database storage on the back end, right? So is SharePoint content migration just about moving a database from one server to another?
Well, it can be. I mean, there are several different mechanisms for migration. The three big ones are the detach-attach, which is basically to take a SharePoint database from a previous installation, detach the database from whatever server it happens to be on, and then attach it to the new server where the new SharePoint has been implemented. Now, that's the simplest. Detach-attach is a very simple mechanism that is as simple as you were just suggesting. But that won't always do the job because you're locked into certain things when you do that. You're locked into whatever your metadata structure was. You're locked into your site structure, whatever that might have been. You're locked into a lot of things if you make it that simple. On the other hand, there's scripted migration, which is to say you write background scripts which will move everything one file at a time, one data object at a time from the old environment to the new. The trouble with those being that those take forever. I was part of a migration 2 years ago, and it turned out to be a massive, massive confusion because the goal was to migrate everything from one side to the other, the old installation to the new, by means of scripts. And when you migrate that way, it can take months, literally, to get terabytes of data out of one SharePoint system into the other. Well, we ended up choosing a different strategy because when we sat down and did some trial runs and some time measurements, we could see that it was going to take longer than the users were willing to give us to get the migration completed. So that's the scripted migration is not always the way you want to go. Finally, there's the manual migration, which is you say to every site owner, you are responsible for moving content manually from your old site in the old system to your new site in the new system. Now, the trouble there is everything that's important does get moved because their jobs depend on it. They need that information. But keeping standards clean is very, very difficult in that kind of a move. So lots of different ways to do it, and there are snags with every single one of them.
Right. So now you also started to allude to this previously, which is that migration can be a lot tougher when the content is moved from a third-party system to SharePoint, right?
Oh, very, very much. Now, you were mentioning metadata issues, and this is where metadata issues really can flare up. I was part of another migration, and this was a human resources migration, with vast amounts of information that were stored in another content management system, which happened to be platformed on Oracle. Well, Oracle can do an awful lot of things that SQL Server still can't. Oracle is very big at mass storage. I mean tremendous amounts of storage. When you're working with SharePoint, SharePoint is built on SQL Server, and generally, in a particular SharePoint database, you're looking at 200 gig or so. This is where you want your line to be, between 1 and 200 gig. In Oracle, you can go far beyond that. The problem is that this legacy system, which was built in Oracle, had been piling up data for two decades, tons and tons of information, and it was all based on a metadata structure that was incompatible with SQL Server. It's a rule of thumb, and you and I talked about this in the past, with the problem of SharePoint sprawl when it comes to data. You can't have your files, your file folders nested too deeply, because that messes with SQL's indexing scheme, which makes the information take longer to retrieve from SharePoint, depending on how many layers deep you are in your file tree. Well, when you have a system, a content management system, that is based upon file hierarchies, then you have a big metadata issue, because you're basically encoding information about the contents of those folders in the folders themselves. And that's not real metadata. So when you move that information across to SharePoint, you're going to lose all of that. Your alternative is to move those trees of folders over as trees, and if you do that, then your SharePoint system is going to be slow as Christmas. So migrating from foreign platforms, metadata issues, big time. Now, there's a cure for that. There are a lot of third-party companies out there who specialize in those kind of migrations. If you're coming, say, from LiveLink to SharePoint, there are companies that can help you. If you're coming from FileNet, there are companies that can help you. And they'll get it done quickly, but they will charge you an arm and a leg.
So now you talked about the three different methods, detach, attach, scripted, and manual. And so you started to talk about the problems. And is there a way forward that involves like a hybrid?
Yes, exactly. Now, in a couple of instances, one was a government SharePoint installation, and one was a healthcare company that had a SharePoint installation. And in both of those cases, we faced the kind of challenges that I was just talking about. We had metadata issues because of incompatibilities between platforms. We had structural issues where the information was not optimized to be de-siloed. And so what we did was we had our users get together, and we formed kind of a migration governance team. And that team went through the various pieces of data that needed to be moved from the old platform to the new platform, mm-hmm. and we let the users decide which of the three approaches would be best for them. Now, we had some groups that were willing to take responsibility and say, we will move our information manually. We will go through our thousands of files, and we will decide which ones we really need on the new platform. We will move them ourselves, and we will go through our new metadata taxonomy, and we will make sure that everything is tagged so that other lines of business can have access to it in the new installation. And we will go to that trouble. Well, not every group was able to do that. And so we were able to do scripted moves for some of those other groups. The point being, we mixed and matched according to the needs of the users. And we got it done quickly. We got it done efficiently. And the cleanup after, in terms of making sure the standards had been held to, there were a few issues, but they were minor. So in general, being willing to take more than one approach to get the migration done ended up being the way we went.
And, you know, what do you think is the real success there? Is it about participating with users? Is it about planning up front? Is it about using different methods for different kinds of data? What's the secret there?
I think that the secret in those particular instances was that it got to the heart of the philosophy of SharePoint. The philosophy of SharePoint is empowerment of users. The whole point of having a SharePoint platform for content management, for collaboration, for all the things we use it for today, is to put more responsibility and more flexibility over on the user as opposed to on the IT department. Now, when it comes to something as dicey as a migration, especially when lots of money is involved in getting it done and schedule is threatened, you know, it's kind of risky to say, okay, we're going to trust the users to do something they've never done before. But ultimately, that's the whole point of SharePoint, is to empower the users. Now, it has to be a partnership. IT has to partner and be dedicated to the partnership and working with users that closely and trusting that, you know, process. But I think that's what SharePoint's about. I really do.
Well, Scott, as always, you shed light on a subject that I think is pretty thorny for whoever is responsible for SharePoint migration. So many thanks. And for more on SharePoint and on SharePoint migration, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.